Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show. This is episode 349. Today, I want to talk to the business owners and leaders out there who have made the decision to take their top sales reps or people from their sales teams that are performing really well and move them up into a leadership role. So whether that's team lead or sales manager or anything in between, one of the big common themes that I see in companies is that most leaders default to the mode of thinking, hey, this person is a really good salesperson and they would make a good leader. I need a leader. I need a team lead. I need a sales manager. I have a hole. I have a vacancy. It seems like the best thing to do is just move somebody up, right? Because most of the time that is correct. Having an internal resource and somebody who you know is a known quantity, is a known person who has the ability to get you results, is a good fit with your company in the culture or in the results, and taking that person and moving them up or around the organization is good, right? Like having that lateral succession, also showing others that it's possible for them to achieve more if they want it from their current role. That's always good. But the problem is that owners do this, leaders do this, where most of the time it's out of desperation. Most of the time it's based on, I need a manager, I need a leader, I need a team lead, and what can I do? Who can I use? Who can I pull off the bench and put in the game, right? It'd be like you're a football coach and you're like, okay, our quarterback is hurt. I don't have a quarterback. Who can I have that can throw the ball? Who can I pull off the team that can do that? And you take this other person, you take this running back and you say, okay, now you're the quarterback. And what's interesting is I'm recording this work in the late stages of 2020. Coronavirus going on. If you follow football at all, US football, then you know this is actually happening where a lot of teams are having challenges with their players testing positive and then having to just pull up random people to do these different positions. And so that's actually in the news. And that's what sales teams do. I see a lot of organizations, and I've been in ones where it's like, we're desperate, we need a manager. And that desperation causes you to take somebody and try to make it be a good fit. And when you move up somebody from a sales position, whether they're a top salesperson or just a consistent salesperson who seems like they have the desire to succeed, then if you do that, what happens is you can end up with a lot of challenges. So one of the biggest things that I see, and this is some information from my perspective to help you change with the teams that you have now, with the leaders that you've moved into place, or give you something to think about before you do this. The first thing that I see a lot, what happens is that the reason why that top rep doesn't make for a good manager is that they treat everyone the way that they see the world. And this is actually an issue with salespeople in general, and I've talked about it before. I'll probably do another episode about it again. It's that most people are pretty much self-centered. I mean, we all are, right? We're all humans. We're all caring the most about our own survival above everything else if we're not careful about it. And so what happens is most people only care about their own success, and they think that everybody out there thinks like they do. If you're not careful, you're just going to assume everyone likes things like you do. Everyone likes to go to certain places or eat certain foods or do certain things or go on certain kind of vacations or read certain books or whatever that might be. And so salespeople, if they're not careful, they will generally think that all of their customers see the world like they do, and they'll potentially sell like they like to buy, which can lead to a lot of problems. So that's another topic. Then what happens is you move that salesperson up into a leadership role, and they treat the people that are now underneath them on a team the way that they are motivated, the way they like to be treated as a salesperson. So if they're heavily motivated on money and all that matters is money, cash, commissions, things like that, then they will use that as the strategy to motivate everyone on the team. They will make it all about bonuses, commissions, spiffs, money. They'll make everything about the money side of it, which, again, nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad thing. Most people are in sales to make more money. But the thing is that that's not everyone's end goal, and that's not what motivates everyone to the highest level. Some people are motivated by relationships, feeling good about what they do, having connection with their coworkers, feeling of service to their customers, all kinds of different things. And so what happens is you have this salesperson motivated by money, moves into a leadership role, tries to throw money at everybody to get them going and thinks everybody likes that, or everyone likes happy hours, or everybody wants to be in the president's club and be on vacation. And that will only work for a small percentage of their team because generally that's not the full makeup. It's not one homogenous team of people who all feel the same way, think the same way, are motivated by the same things. That generally doesn't happen. So one of the biggest challenges and things to look out for with these kind of salespeople that you've moved up is that if they're motivating everybody and trying to push everybody in the same way that they operated. And of course, the key is to treat everyone different, is to motivate everybody in their own way and to find out what motivates each person and then be able to serve that. So that's the biggest one, is that realizing everyone is different. And one of the things, I've talked about this a couple times on the podcast and my other content, is the love languages is so important. I know it seems silly, it seems weird to talk about on a sales podcast, but if you have people in leadership roles, the best thing I suggest as a starting point is the 5 love languages. Figure out what those are, figure out what each person on the team has as their primary love language or love languages, and then speak to them in that language to help motivate them and feel cared about and then get them energized. So there's other episodes I've done where you can look at that. And I think that's really the key, is to get your leaders to switch. Now, the second biggest issue of why these sales reps who got moved up into leadership aren't successful is because the company hasn't done enough. They're not providing leadership training. They're not providing coaching. Most of the time, what I see is the leaders or the owner of the organization, if this is you listening, what you've done possibly is you've just moved somebody up and then you've abdicated it. You hope that this top salesperson moves up into leadership role, right? So now they're a team leader or a sales manager, and you're hoping that because they were good in sales, they will translate that to getting a whole team of people to be good at sales, right? If your top sales rep sold 10 widgets a week, then hopefully they should be able to move up and then get their 8 reps, their 8 agents to get to 10 widgets a week. And then now you've got leverage and now you're winning. The problem is that when you advocate that, you're assuming that person's going to be a good leader, and nobody just knows how to lead. Nobody can do that in a vacuum. If they were so good at leading, they would have either stepped into that role or left your company and gone and lead somewhere else. And so if you're moving somebody up into a position they've never done before, in a way they've never done it, then you need to provide them with support. You need to provide them with coaching, with management, with leadership, training and skills, and hold them accountable. You cannot just have your promotional strategy and your leadership strategy be based on hope. It just doesn't work. That doesn't work when you're a sales rep to hope that you can sell more, when you move somebody up in the leadership, hoping that they can just do the job and hoping that they'll be successful. That doesn't work. The key is to move away from this abdicating promotion stance that you have, where you take somebody, you move them up, you abdicate everything about that position to them, hoping they're gonna be successful. That's what you've got to do, and you've got to stop focusing on the fact that if they were good in sales, they're going to be good as a leader, because that just doesn't work. And how can I make that claim that it just doesn't work? If you're listening to this and you think, yes, it could work, is I've seen it in so many organizations. I've talked to other people that do things that I do that are also leaders and trainers and coaches and consultants, and everybody I've ever spoken to has the same thought, the same feeling about when you're moving somebody up into leadership roles from below and moving them up, and then they're usually just thrown to the wolves and they're not successful. So that's the key, is make sure that if you do move people up, which I think could work, you support them completely, that you give them all the training and support and coaching and leadership that they need, and then also the framework for it to be successful so that they can help the team below them win. In listening to this, if you realize that you have moved some people up and you've left them alone and you've hoped that they would be successful and they're not, please reach out to me as soon as possible before it's too late. If you have a manager or a team lead on your team and you haven't supported them all the way, or you just hope that they did, please reach out to me. You can go to jasoncutter.com to find my information, or you can email me directly at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com so that I can help you put a structure in place, identify if you have the right people, and then get those people going in the right direction before it's too late. Now, if you're a manager or a team lead and what I described is what happened to you, please reach out to me as well. I have a new mentoring program in place where I will help you overcome the training and support vacuum that your company left you with and what they didn't give you. And I will provide that to you through my mentoring program. So make sure to go to Vox with Jason. That's V-O-X, voxwithjason.com, and find out about that program. And let's work together, and I'll provide you the support that you need to help you win in this role or wherever you go. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, share this podcast, especially if you know anybody in a sales leadership role or any owners, founders, CEOs, or top executives in companies who you know are struggling with their sales team success or their leadership model or their succession model. Please share this with them so that we can change the way that sales leadership is done. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.